Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and brothers, in this month of Ramadan, the fast and the roza that we keep, first of all, we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts our rozas. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts our fasting. When we look at the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to this month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Futihat Abwabu Sama. One narration, Futihat Abwabul Jannah. One narration, Futihat Abwabul Rahmah. That in this month, the doors of Jannat are opened. In this month, the doors of the skies, the Asman is open. In this month, the doors of the Rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is opened. So from our side, we are presenting this roza, this fast to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And from the other side, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is adorning Jannat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is preparing Jannat. It is like we are on a journey. We have been invited by someone. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us da'wat in the Quran. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala invites you towards Darus Salam. Not here in Africa, but Darus Salam. The house of peace, and that is Jannat. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that the Jannat is called Darus Salam because in it is salamati, in it is peace, tranquility, etc. That is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has called it Darus Salam. Another reason Sahaba have given is that in it the Malaika, wal Malaikatu yadukhuluna alihi min kulli bab. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. The malaika will be entering all the time and saying salam to you, salam, salam. So that salam of the angels, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala called it Darus Salam. Now this roza that we keep, really if we look at the lives of our great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our great Akabir, and how they treated the intake of food and drink, and how they treated this great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the difference between them and us is vast. But notwithstanding that, we make dua to Allah that Allah accept these little efforts of ours. It comes in a riwayat, Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We all know he was a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now after the zamana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he left this world, then the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wherever they were, they used to sit down and they used to talk to the tabi'in. لگاؤ. وی ہیو مجلس اوف ہیئر. صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم یوز ٹو آلسو ہیو مجلس, اینڈ ان دیٹ مجلس واز آلسو قال اللہ قال رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو ون ڈے حضرت جابر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ واز ایکسپلیننگ ٹو صحابہ ٹو دی تابعین دیٹ ان دی ٹائم آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دے ور گوئنگ آؤٹ آن سم ایکسپیڈیشن, اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو ون صحابی ایچ صحابی ون ون کھجور ون ون ڈیٹ, اینڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گیو دیم ایز دا توشا, ہی گیو دیم دیٹ ایز وٹ وی ول کال دی پٹکوس. ناؤ دس از وٹ یو ہیو اینڈ ناؤ یو گو میکنگ توکل ان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ کیری آن ان پاتھ آف اللہ. سو حضرت جابر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ began to explain that for days and days that one khajur was their sustenance, it was their rozi. I mean today iftar time also we all in the same boat, when we leaving home they put three khajur, they say one for you, one for mehman avija, and if nobody has and you eat it up also, and that also not enough, that's just for maghrib namaz, then after maghrib is the second batting. Now, this is one khajur sahaba-e-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to have for days and days and days. So one of the tabi'in, one of his students asked him, Hazrat, explain to us then, when that khajur got finished, what did you do? He said, no, not like that. When the khajur got finished, we left the pit in our mouth. It, when we leave the khajur pit, sometimes it gives us a little bit scratches in our mouth. Then after that, after a long while, many days, then we took out that put from our mouth also. Now like that we will find, Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's day and night was like this. We hear the riwayat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, in one expedition we went out with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, leave food, there was no water. There was no water. A great strong person like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains the situation and he says that it was as though I felt like my neck is going to fall off my body anytime. In other words, we were coming to that stage of dehydration. Then eventually it took a person like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make dua. To ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us something to drink at least. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who made this darkhast, when he made this request, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately lifted his hands. Qabooliyat in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he made dua. And this is before Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam wiped his face, we saw the clouds and we saw rain come down. So whatever containers we had, we all put it, we opened it out and we filled our water and we drank to our full. When we left a little bit after that while we left, we saw that this was a great mu'jiza and a great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mu'jiza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the rain had only come down where we were. So this was how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the day and night was spent in this condition, that when they would eat the leaves of the tree, once Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking on the street, somebody threw some dirt. On his way, Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into this dirt, and then he found one piece of leather of an animal. And as Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala said, shukr to Allah, I've got some food for the day. That is how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu's day and night passed. We know the riwayats of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that for days and days he used to say that I didn't get meals in Masjid al-Nabawi because they were from the Ashabu Sufana. That is a whole topic on his own. But these were ashik of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left everything. They left everything for the sake of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to hear first hand the ayats of the Quran Kareem from the Mubarak Zuban and tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted to hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first hand. So they sacrificed everything and they came to the Suffa. And there Whatever came, they ate. If nothing came, they didn't eat. And he himself explains, and we know that riwayat, that I would fall down sometimes in Masjid al-Nabawi. And people would think it is an epileptic attack. But the reality was, it was out of hunger. And then one day when I went out, and I saw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I said, Abu Bakr, I want to know the tafsir of this ayat, one bahana, one excuse. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu shows me that ayat and he carried on. But he didn't understand what was in my heart. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, same thing. He came past, asked him, Umar, Hazrat, show me the meaning of this ayat. He shows me the meaning of the ayat and he carries on. But he doesn't get that ishara. And on this one, had one incident of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to mind. That once, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has a dream. In that dream, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is seated and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives one khajur in the dream. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes that one khajur and he puts it in his mouth and the taste was so beautiful. I don't want to make your mouths water. But he says that the taste stayed in my mouth and I was hoping and I was wishing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give me the second khajur. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't give me the second khajur. He says, now the next day I went to the masjid. I'm seated in the masjid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting. Like the same scene where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting. And a person comes, like how a person came there, and he says, Amirul Mu'mineen, this is the stomach, this is the stomach, this dates, and he gives it to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now always we'll find that the noble character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikiram, they will distribute amongst the people that were around him. So now he gives one to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu amongst the others. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I put that khajur in my mouth. And it was the same taste I got in my sleep, in my dream, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had put in my, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given me. So I said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, give me another one. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, had Huzur given you another one in the dream, I would have given you. Look at the foresight of Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But with all that, Sayyidina Abu Bakr says he didn't understand the maqsad. So you go by Maulana, you ask Maulana tafsir of the ayat, you have to look at the stomach. It's a difficult situation. So he says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he took my hand. He said, Abu Huraira, come, let's go. He took one bowl, and we all know the incident. And then he called us Abu Sufa, and then they drank, and they drank, and they drank. And I was worried that I was the one that was the cause of all this, and everybody else is getting. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Huraira, it is you and I that are left now. So you drink. And he said, when I looked at the bowl, it was as it was when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given me in the first instance. And then I drank, and I drank, and I drank. And Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, drink some more, drink some more, drink some more. So he carried on drinking, carried on drinking. And then till he was full, he was quenched, satiated. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the bowl and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank. So the point is that Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there is a riwayat in Hayat al-Sahaba also, that in Fajr Salat, many Sahaba used to fall. We fall sometimes because we fall off to sleep. Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would get up in that condition that they were hungry, they had not eaten for the day, they had not eaten for the night. When we go to the Akabir, there are so many instances, so many incidents. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Makki Sahab, Rahimahumullah, is in Makkah Sharif. There is some food that is sent to him. One person then comes to Haji Sahab, one very pious Buzruk. And that Buzruk, he says to Haji Sahab, he comes and he sits. And Haji Sahab says, come eat. So before he accepts the dawat, before he sits on the Dasturkhan, he begins to hesitate, he thinks a while, and then he sat. So تو اگر حاجی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ آج کی بھائی کیا خیال کر رہے تھے, واٹ وی یو تھنکنگ اباؤٹ؟ سو ہی سیڈ, آئی فرسٹ تھاٹ ویدر آئی ایم ایٹنگ بیکاز آف مائی نفس اور ویدر آئی ایم ایٹنگ بیکاز اٹ از دا کمانڈ آف اللہ. سو حاجی صاحب آسکڈ ہم, وین لاسٹ ڈڈ یو ایٹ؟ ہی سیڈ پلس مائنس 19 میلز ہیو بین اسکپڈ, ان ادر ورڈز 19 میلز بیفور دس. ناؤ ان ساؤتھ افریقہ if it's 3 meals a day, then it's over 6 days. And there, if it is 2 meals a day, then you work it out. Over 8 days. Or over 9 days. That was my last meal I had. And after that last meal, he's still thinking whether he is going to eat because of his nafs, or whether he is the hukam and whether he is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the hukam and what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To eat so that we can make the ibadat of Allah. It mustn't be nafsi. And this was the very great legacy that our akabi left us. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sarampuri sahab, rahimahumullah, the ustad and the first sheikh, and the sheikh of Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria sahab, rahimahumullah, once in Sarampur, the students made some shararat. So they decided that they're not going to eat the food that was available in the dining hall. They said that that quality of food is not our standard, so we're not going to eat this food. So some of them took some food, and now they go to Hazrat's house, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sarampuri's house. And jurat, people have sometimes, you know, courage, audaciousness, audacity. So some students went and they knocked at the door of Hazrat, and they said to the khadim that we want to see Hazrat. So the khadim asked, what work? So they said, no, we want Hazrat to eat this food. And Hazrat must give us the food that is in the house, because that food in the house is better. He must taste what we taste every day, and so that we can taste his food. So the khadim put them off and he sent them away. They came the second time, they came the third time. Now they were getting haughty, they were getting arrogant. So then eventually the khadim, with tears rolling down his eyes, he said, bhai, I don't like to expose Hazrat's secrets, but for 3 days there has been no food in this house. You talking about you want to eat his food and he must eat your food. For 3 days Hazrat hasn't eaten and there's no food in the house. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great wali of Allah. We all know and we hear time and time again from the Akabirin that when he passed away, the smell of musk used to come out from his qabr. And people used to take that sand, and then eventually some buzrug made some dua that, Ya Allah, take away that smell, otherwise people will take all the sand away, the qabr will get open. Such a great wali of Allah. It is mentioned about him that when he passed away, the British raided his house to see if he had any anti-British documents in his house. When they raided his house, they came out so surprised that there was not one grain of food in his house. His son was outside the house carrying his son, in other words, Hazrat's grandson. The baby was crying. So the British officer asked, is this child hungry? So the father replied, Hazrat's son replied, the child's father, that the grandfather, father and grandson all are in the same boat. For days and days there haven't been food in our house, and you are worried about your documents. Hazrat was so particular, he was Sahib Kashmo, so he was so particular about food, that there was one khadim of his that used to bring some milk for him. And he used to drink from that milk. And one day, when the khadim brought some milk and he brought some butter, so he told the khadim, take the milk back and take the butter back, I won't eat. I won't drink your milk, I won't eat your butter. So the khadim got very concerned and very worried. So in his sorrow, he took the milk and he threw it down the drain. He left the butter one side. And then the next day, he again goes with the milk as per his routine. So Hazrat said, bring the milk. So now this Khadim is perplexed that yesterday you didn't take the milk, you were upset. And today you're taking the milk. So then he asked Hazrat, explain to me, yesterday Hazrat didn't take the milk. He said, yes, this milk is from your cow. This milk is from your cow. From that milk you make your butter. Now, yesterday, you went to buy the fodder, the feed for the cow. And when you went, you forgot to take the money to buy the fodder. So, when you went to the shopkeeper, you took it on account. And then you milked the cow and you brought the milk for me. That cow that was nourished with the fodder that was on your account, not the cow's account, your account. So for that, I didn't want to drink that milk. But then today you went and paid that account. So now, your account is settled. The cow ate the fodder from the money that you paid. Now I will drink the milk and you can bring the butter also. That is why it was said that if a person, he used to say it himself actually, if a person spent 40 days in Hazrat's Khanka eating his food, the food that he gave, a person's total islah will be made. Total islah with that food. Allah give us this kind of tawfiq. Now of course, if a person took something on debt, on credit, if a person took something on account, the Sharia doesn't make it haram. The Sharia doesn't make it haram. But here Hazrat left us this very, very powerful message of being very, very cautious of how we are going to live our lives. So what I was saying is this, that this we will find the day and night of our akabirin, we will find the day and night of the sahaba ikram, the tabi'in, that food was not something that they had involved themselves into such an extent as we have done in these days. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shukr, that Allah ta'ala's karam upon us, we make shukr for this, that Allah ta'ala has given us this roza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to keep the roza also, notwithstanding the fact that there is so much of food around in our homes, etc. Our kabir, food could not be found. Our Hazrat Ustad Mahashabbi Sahab, Tawan Barakatuhum, told us about one buzrook, that he went the first time to his house to eat, he went the first time to visit this wali of Allah. So the buzrook made mazarat, he said, "By, you came at a time when there's faqa ikhtiyari. Whatever we had in our house, we gave it away in charity. So that today we all keep roza, then in iftar time, whatever Allah sends, Allah will send." So Hazrat said, after some few months, I went again to the person's house, wali of Allah, went to meet him. When I went to meet him again, he said the same thing. And the third time I went again, he said the same thing. So he said, these are how the awliya, the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala live. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these opportunities whilst we are in a state of roza, whilst we are in the month of Ramadan, to think and contemplate about how, when we look into the lives of our akabir, what was in their lives, how they lived their lives, and how we are living our lives. But together with that, we also need to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that living in the lap of luxury, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to come to the house of Allah. Allah gave us the tawfiq to keep our roza. Allah gives us the tawfiq to come from Asr to Maghrib in the masjid. We come and read our Isha and we make our Taraweeh Salat. In the last 10 days, we sit in the house of Allah, Nafil or Sunnat Etikaf. This is all the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, it is not our doings. We all hear the ayat all the time. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. That the people of Jannat, when they will be entering Jannat, they will be making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, alladhi hadana, that Allah who has guided us, lihada, to this path, to the path of Jannah. Wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. We would have never been guided had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not guided us. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, Allah's grace upon us. This month of Ramadan, as we started, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making a da'wat and a claim in the Quran. When some great person gives us da'wat, then we are very afraid and very skeptical not to go to the da'wat, because uncle will get upset. Said boss will get upset. If we don't go, you know, he'll feel bad. And maybe next year there won't be an increase also. So, whatever it is, we put everything off, but we have to go to that da'wat. And here Allah Jalla Shanuhu Himself, in the Quran, in Surah Yunus, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah is giving you this da'wat, continuous istimrar, continuous da'wat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving to Jannat. Friends, we need to accept this da'wat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Between us and the da'wat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are many challenges that will come. And one great challenge is the challenge of our nafs and the challenge of shaitan. And insofar as the challenges of the shaitan is concerned, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the hadith, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says Allah has changed them in this month of Ramadan. So that also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has moved out of the way. Now whatever we have in our hearts that is holding us back is because of our own nafs. There was one wali of Allah. He was anpar, he was not an alim, he was illiterate. But as illiterate as he was, by the normal, he wouldn't know, if you gave him few words, that this is the words of the Quran or this is the words of the hadith. He won't know that, in the normal. But if somebody put in front of him an ayat of the Quran or a few words, he will say, ye Quran ki ayat hai. And if you take the words of the hadith, he will say that these are the words of the hadith. If you take the words of anyone else besides Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like maybe for one kitab, now we get so impressed, we see everything in Arabic, we say it's Allah's kitab. You know, there was one pan surah that we read, one pan surah that was published by one of the publishers in India, I won't take the name. And at the end over there, he wrote one story that this was published by so and so company and make dua. So I used to hear one elderly person in our family, she used to read the whole dua and she used to read this also. Because it was written in Arabic, she used to read the whole thing also. And she also deemed it a sawab. And that is why the Christians also in Arab countries with us also, they'll give us a Bible and put Allah's name and we will kiss it also and say it is Allah's name. We won't know the difference, that's the point. So when you give him anything else besides qala Allah, qala Rasul, he say, ye na Allah ka kalam hai, ye na Nabi ka kalam hai. This is something else. So Allah had given him that insight. So he used to sit outside the masjid sometimes, and people used to see him with one puppy, little dog. So they say, what kind of buzruk this is? As it is, he is jahil, he is anpar, he is an unlettered person. And then on top of that, he brings the dog. I mean, imagine if somebody brings a dog here outside the masjid, what we will do. So then one day somebody plucked up the courage and they asked, Hazrat, this puppy that you bring, he says, ye to ek kutta nahi hai, ye to mera kutta hai. This is not any dog, this is my dog. So I said, what is your dog? He says, this is my nafs. The ulama wrote he had so much of control over his nafs that he could extract it out of his body and it should come out in the form of dog. Subhanallah. We hear amazing incidents of our kabir. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, we all know that when people would make wudu, he would see the sins roll off with the water that rolled off the body. Then he made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, remove this kashf that you gave me, this ni'mah that you gave me, because I don't want to see the sins of people. Now, one buzruk that many of us have seen, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahab, rahimahumullah, Mufti Mahmud Sahab Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah ta'ala grant him jannatul firdaus, Allah grant him high darajat in jannat. It is stated that once Hazrat Mufti Sahab went into the masjid in Sarangpur, he was a little bit late. So as he came, he went to the back of the masjid. Usually he used to be in the front, sir. Hazrat used to make khatam of Quran every day, every 2 days. In his nafl salat, sunnat salat. So he used to be right in the front. So one day he was a little bit late. So he was at the back of the salat. He said, na malum. When I looked at the people, maine to kutta aur khinzir dekha. When I looked at the people, I saw the shakal of swines and I saw the shakal of dogs. So he also got ghabrat. He made dua, Allah, take this condition away from me. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed our Kabir, the great Buzrugani Deen. So between us and our Jannat now lies two things. One is our nafs and one is shaitan. The nafs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month in which we should be fine-tuning our nafs. We should be working on it. We should be eliminating all those desires that we have that are haram, those desires that we have, that is not permissible, those desires that we have, that is not desirable. We should try, we should make dua to Allah. Allah, you cleanse our hearts. Allah, you remove all these debasing qualities from our hearts. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, you see, when we cry, then the crying is actually the taharat of the heart. We make wudu, it is the taharat of the limbs. Now we are worthy of performing our salat. We need to cry in front of Allah, and that heart will wash, the tears will wash that the dirt of the heart away, inshallah. Once Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh went to Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh, the great grandson of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very long discussion took place, one part of the discussion. Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh asked Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam, do you know why Allah has put salt in the tears? Why has Allah put salt in the tears? And that salt Allah didn't put in the saliva. Ye bhi pani hai, wo bhi pani hai. Both is water. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, whole series of questions, a very interesting topic actually, whole series of questions. So this was one question. So all the questions Imam Abu Hanifa said, La adri wa la alam, I don't know. Even here he said, I don't know. So amongst the replies that he gave, one reply was that Allah put salt so that you see when that salt comes down in the heart from the eyes and it comes down onto the cheeks and then we wipe it. Huh? That salt is also got that power that although it is here on the cheeks, its effects reach the heart and it cleanses the heart. It cleans the heart. And like that, when we cry abundantly and sufficiently, it will cleanse the whole body also, inshallah. That is why we understand now that the shuhada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they leave this world, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. They are alive in their qabars. And the sand of the earth will never eat their bodies. Similarly, some awliya also. Why? It's because they cried so much that their bodies now have been salted, preserved with the salt of the eyes, preserved with the salt of the tears. Brothers, there's no limit to crime. Somebody once saw Hazrat Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in a dream. Hazrat Sheikh baithe hue the, unke samne ek talab thi. Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayhi was sitting and in front of him there was a talab, a huge pond, a lake. So the person asked, what is this lake? The scene was beautiful, the scene was of Jannat. What is this lake? So the response came that these are all the tears that Allah had preserved for Muhammad Zakaria. Can we imagine how much he cried? Now we all know that insofar as the crying of Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali is concerned, Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali used to cry so much. I heard from Maulana Muhammad Ghadi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, who was the Khadim of Sheikh, that if he was on the bed would shake. If he was sitting on a chair, the whole chair would start vibrating. The lungi or the chadar they will give Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali to wipe, the tears were not sufficient. That would also get absorbed in the tears of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. So this is that crying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this month of Ramadan for us. So we need to cry unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cleanse that heart of ours, inshallah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, this is not the life that we want to lead. Allah, the life that we want to lead is to follow our akabir. The life we want to lead is to follow the sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi ta'ala anu majma'in. The life we want to lead is, Allah, you are giving us this da'wat of Allahu yad'u ila dari salam. Wa yadi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. When some honorable, respected person gives us da'wat, then together with the da'wah doesn't only come a letter of the invitation for the visa that you must send to the embassy and do everything yourself. They make all the intizam. Everything. You must just pack your bag. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the intizam also. Allah says, وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah gives hidayat also on the sirati mustaqim. Allah puts you on the road also. So in this month of Ramadan, this is that da'wat that Allah is giving. Our ta'alluq and our nisbat is with Jannat. Our ta'alluq and our nisbat is with Jannat. And one very, very important aspect is that the nafs, we need to keep it into our control, our desires, what is haram, inshallah. Ulama have written that in this month of Ramadan, if we can abstain from it, whatever is haram, then inshallah, out of the month of Ramadan becomes much, much more easier. Ulama say the way we spend our Ramadan, that is more than likely how we will spend out of Ramadan, illa mashallah. Some people may not get the tawfiq in Ramadan, they may get the tawfiq after Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But, you see, shaitan, and especially, we should be so wary, because shaitan will not leave us even at the time of maut. In Tazkiratul Maut, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at the time of maut, shaitan will come. Shaitan will come in the form of our parents, our father, our mother. Will come in the form of the father. The father will say to us that I am your father. And listen, I went through this manzil now. I went through this manzil. And when I went on to the other side, what I found nothing but Christianity that will help you. I failed because I didn't leave Islam and go on to Christianity. Like that, if the person at that time is steadfast, shaitan will come in the form of the mother. And the mother will say, Beta, I've also been through this manzil. And really, the reality is this, that on the other side, I found that there was no success but becoming a Yahud. And like that, the doka of shaitan will start at the time of maut. Now we need to be steadfast at that time. That is why Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say it, and so many times he said it, that the difference between a wali of Allah and a non-wali of Allah is just one difference. A wali of Allah is worried about how he's going to leave this world. A non-wali of Allah, it is immaterial. And then our akabir say that the greater the wali, the greater the worry, how am I going to leave the world, how is the ummah going to leave the world. So they don't only make fikr of their own maut, they make fikr of the maut of everyone, and that is really the reality of our awliya, our ahlullah, that they are worried about how we going to leave this world. So like that, we all need to worry about that onslaught of shaitan at the time of maut. And shaitan is not going to worry about who we are. There was a very, very great mufassir of the Quran, commentator of the Quran, Allama Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi. You probably hear the name now and then. He wrote Tafsir Kabir, a very voluminous tafsir, very, very prolific writer, a person that had great understanding of deen, the philosophies of deen, the logic and that he had in his mind. It is stated about him that when his maut had come, when his time of his maut had come, shaitan went to him. And shaitan asked him, do you believe in Allah? So he said, yes, I believe in Allah. So he asked, what's the proof of the existence of Allah? So he began to explain his proofs and his evidence. I told you, it was philosophical. Great wali of Allah also. So shaitan breaks that proof of his. So he brings another proof about the existence of Allah. And that goes on, the third proof, the fourth proof, the fifth proof. And that goes on and goes on till 99 proofs. And now that nizah, the sakarat is getting worse and worse. The time of maut is coming closer and closer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the scene to his sheikh. A distance away, the sheikh gets kashf. And there the sheikh sees this reality that my murid, such a great wali, such a great alim, great mufassir of the Quran, and really today we cannot do without his tafsir if you want to understand Quran Kareem. But such a great personality, and this is what is happening. There is this muqabala now. There is this ilmi intellectual wrestle that is carrying on between my murid and shaitan. Our own ustad used to say, Maulvi ki shaitan bhi Maulvi hota hai na. Maulana shaitan is also Maulana. He said, bhai, this is, don't have to do this too much. It's alright, let the people do it, you don't do it. So like that, what the sheikh does, quickly he calls his murid, and the khadim pours water and he starts making wudu. And when he makes wudu, he puts the water in his mouth and he makes kulli. He puts the water out in the direction of where Fakhruddin Razi was, far, far away. And in some narrations of the story, he takes some splashes and he does this. Some they say he made khilal in that direction, whatever the case may be. And he sent one message that Fakhruddin say, tell Shaitan, I believe in Allah without any proof. Whether there's proof or no proof, I believe in the existence of Allah. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. With knowledge, without knowledge, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fakhruddin Razi got the message, amantu billah bila dalail. I believe in Allah without any message, and this is how he left the world. La ilaha illallah on iman. Salamat. So you see, this is another important aspect. That's a whole topic on its own. To keep in the company of our ulama-i kiram, our mashayikh, we've taken bear to bus different akabirin, ulama, mashayikh, not only for the sake of taking the bear, and not only for the sake of barakat, but for the sake of barakat of the akhirat, for the sake of akhirat, for the sake of our islah, for the sake of us reaching Jannatul Firdaus. That is why we do this. Otherwise, there is benefit undoubtedly, but we're not going to get the full benefit of it. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had one ustad in Darul Uloom Deoband, Miaji Asghar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was also Sahib Ekash. So he went for one Hajj. And when he came back from that Hajj, like normally when the ustad goes for Hajj and he comes back, we'll give him a call, we'll send him an SMS, we'll visit. We take his du'as because of the ruhaniyat, etc. So the students decided that let's go and visit Hazrat. So one student was like us, you know. So he said, yeah, let's go, at least we get some zamzam. We get nothing, at least we get zamzam. So they went, Hazrat is standing at the door. That particular student that made that comment, he called him, he told the khadim, usko zamzam pilakar bas bhej do. Zamzam ke liye aaye to bas zamzam pila kar bhejta. Brothers, when I read this, I thought about something. That this month of Ramadan also. What we want from Allah, if we want zamzam and khajur, we'll get zamzam and khajur. Halim and khajur. We'll get it. If we want the ruhaniyat, if we want the ta'alluq, the muhabbat, the qurb with Allah, if we want ita'at, if you want the understanding and the realization of the shortness of this world, if you want the reality of akhirat to come into our hearts in this month of Ramadan, then we must make these niyats also. And also we must make the effort, inshallah. And inshallah, in doing that, this Ramadan can be the change of our lives. Suddenly we'll realize that that which was very far, you know, maut is very, very far. We will still pay off the 20 years bond and then we'll put it into trust and then we'll give it to the old lady. That 20 years now will become 20 days. That 20 days will become 2 days. That 2 days will become 2 minutes at any time maut can come. Am I ready for maut? That reality will begin to come into our hearts. You know, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once heard as a Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu took one qaraz. He took one loan. So he sent one message to Zaid. The loan is not haram. It was a little bit long term. So he said to Zaid, said, give Zaid this message. Zaid, can you give me the guarantee that the food that you put in your mouth, you guarantee that you love to swallow that food. If that guarantee you can give, then give the guarantee, you'll pay that loan back. So that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sahaba-i-Kiram this reality of maut and how close maut is to us. On this topic, I'll just conclude with one incident. Maulana Asad Sahib, Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi narrates about Hazrat Madani Maulana Hussain Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was known as Shaykh al-Islam. I often feel that whoever has written his biography hasn't really done justice to the personality that he was, and that is why we don't understand this great Akabir. Hazrat Muhasad Sahib says, one day there was one alim, senior in age, more senior in age than Hazrat himself, that used to come to Darul Uloom Deoband, and he used to sit in Hazrat's majlis, sohbat, take Hazrat du'as, mashwara. He had that ta'alluq and nisbat with Hazrat. And then he used to go away. So one day, some time passed, when that alim's son writes a letter to Hazrat, that, listen Hazrat, dekhe, Wali Sahib is in this stage now, that he is close to leaving the world. He is now like sort of terminally ill, what we will call. And his whole life he spent in Quran and in Hadith. And his whole life he spent in Qala Allah, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhikr, ibadat, etc. But now towards the end of his life, when he's in his bed, a lot of dunya is coming into his mind. He's speaking about investing in that property, he's speaking about investing in that property. If you invest there, then you'll get so much of returns. I mean, that was first part of the life. Now he's past that stage. Now he's supposed to be making Allah Allah. And here the person is in this stage. So look at Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali reads the letter, he folds it, he puts it away. The next day after Sabak, Bukhari Sharif Sabak, Hazrat tells all those that normally travel with him that we're going to certain village, to certain place. All those that already come, let's go. Hazrat doesn't say anything, said Baramiya, that great alim is sick, let's go and visit him. All those that will come, we will make i'adat. So they say that Hazrat comes here now to the house. And now he's sitting, he makes salam and he sits. Hazrat doesn't utter one word. Hazrat doesn't utter one word. He just looks down and he makes muraqabah. And as he makes muraqabah, everybody makes ihsas of it. Everybody gets this realization that everything around is making the dhikr of Allah. The door is also saying Allah. The window is also saying Allah. Everybody is also saying Allah in their hearts. The ceiling is also saying Allah. The bed is also saying Allah. This Hazrat Desdey also is saying Allah. And just few minutes of tawajju of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and this person's whole halat changed. Now the son writes back, ever since Hazrat left, my father is only saying Allah, Allah. So Hazrat, brothers, in this month, Alhamdulillah, you have here Ma Naeem Sahib, Daman Barakatuhum, the majalis will carry on, will start as soon as Hazrat arrives, inshallah. Take full benefit, or to whomever we are bad, take benefit of our akabir. Really, if you want to go for barakat's sake, that he must just see me, you know. Then you just clock in, then you'll clock in. Huh? And that is where it stops, the clock also stops there. But if we want to really take benefit, really, really take benefit, open our hearts. And when we open the hearts, we open the locks of our hearts, and we take benefit in this month of Ramadan, then we'll see, we'll take benefit from everything. That Taraweeh Salat also will seem to be short. That Ruku and Sajda will also seem to be short. The Fajr Namaz also become short. The one Sipara also become short. The Quran also become short. Because now you're getting that lazzat, now you're getting that enjoyment in what you are reading. You're getting enjoyment in what you are doing. The roza is short. Huh? The roza is short. So really there's no problem about it. But in everything you'll get that ladhat, inshallah. You make dua also, you'll get the real ladhat of that dua. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan. Allah ta'ala accept all our ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ibadat of the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us, our parents, our ustads, our mashayikh. Allah forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, wherever the ummah is in difficulties, we must make dua, khususi dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve them of their sufferings. And most of our sisters at home already know what's the menu today, you know, for tonight. And probably they know what's even tomorrow's also, and maybe the next day's also. These people don't even know whether they will get that one morsel of food tonight. That is how their condition is. Whether they'll be at home, whether they won't be at home. A child doesn't know whether the child will see the father. The father doesn't know whether he will see the child. Husband doesn't know whether they'll see the wife. That is the halat of the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And really this is the least we can do. with great amount of tawajjuh, great amount of ikhlas, with the pain in our hearts, make the dua for the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one narration, when we do that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward, that the thawab will be by the number of ummatis in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However many billion they are, that is the billions of reward Allah will give us. In other words, Allah appreciates it so much. So let us make dua, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, Allah ta'ala open our hearts, Allah ta'ala give us His maghfirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His muhabbat. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa ala ali tahirin wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu. Waf'al bina kama anta ahlu. فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى وعدد ما تحب وترضى جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا بديع السماوات والأرض ويا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin that we have committed, Allah. Allah, you are most kind, Allah. Allah, you are most compassionate. Allah, you are most merciful, oh Allah. Oh Allah, not only do you forgive, oh Allah. Allah, you love to forgive. Oh Allah, hum to gunahgar hai, Allah. Allah, hum to khatakar hai, Allah. Hum to sazawar hai, Allah. Hum to siyakar hai, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are offenders, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we criminals, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we sinners, oh Allah. Allah, we break your sins, we break your commandments, O Allah, ever so often, O Allah. O Allah, we're committing sin, O Allah, to such an extent, O Allah, that sometimes, O Allah, we don't even know what is right and wrong, O Allah. Allah, but you love to forgive, O Allah, forgive each and every sin that we had committed, O Allah. O Allah, change the condition of our hearts, O Allah. Allah, forgive us, Allah, forgive our parents. Allah, elevate the darajat in Jannatul Firdaus, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters. Allah, forgive our wives. Allah, forgive our children. Oh Allah, forgive our families. Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, change the condition of our hearts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this day of Ramadan, in this Mubarak place, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we make niyat, oh Allah, that now, oh Allah, we want to change our lives. Oh Allah, we want to open the doors between you and us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, O Allah, we want to open the doors between us and Jannat, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your muhabbat, O Allah. Allah, grant us your love, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your ita'at and obedience, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your qurb and your nisbat, O Allah. O Allah, we are unworthy servants, O Allah, hum gande hai. O Allah, from top to bottom, O Allah, we are filthy, O Allah. O Allah, but you are, O Allah, most forgiving, O Allah. O Allah, you are unlike the people of this world, O Allah. That when a cloth in the house becomes old and tattered and torn, O Allah, the people of the house take it and throw it away, O Allah. O Allah, no matter, O Allah, how dirty we may be, O Allah, no matter how filthy we are, O Allah,
Oh Allah, you love to cleanse us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin that we had committed, oh Allah. Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Allah, all the ills, oh Allah, cure us, remedy us. Change it, oh Allah, for all the beautiful akhlaq of our Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the reality of the shortness of this life. Allah, before maut, Allah, give us the tawfiq, oh Allah, of making tawbat and nasuha. Oh Allah, grant us maut, oh Allah, in the best of places. Allah, grant us maut in the most mubarak of times. Oh Allah, grant us maut, oh Allah, carrying out the best of amal. Oh Allah, grant us maut, oh Allah, with the best of kalimas, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr. Allah, tomorrow on the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, cause us, oh Allah, to be raised amongst your Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's group, the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Sahaba, the Ahli Bayt, and all those that are muqarrab and close to you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Allah, save us from the adab of Jahannam. Allah, save us from Jahannam. Oh Allah, save us from Jahannam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyil kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.